Hello, once again, it is time for Design Behind the Mask. I am your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Make sure to subscribe on Apple Music or what's this on? YouTube? I think YouTube is probably the best place. And hopefully videos will be coming soon once I get, nerve to record myself. But subscribe. Head on over to carlwaldron.com where all the episodes will be there for free for you to listen to because, I don't want you to pay for anything. Everything's so expensive these days, so why not have some free entertainment? Today's episode is titled Unsubscribe. So I was listening to somebody, I don't know if it was at work or on another podcast or one of the reels that popped up on my feed, talking about the complications in unsubscribing from an email list, that they couldn't find the unsubscribe button and it was just a hassle. And it made me think of one particular time that I had to unsubscribe from something that just failed miserably that I thought it passed. I'll name names. I was trying to unsubscribe from SEMrush. I had joined SEMrush after using it at work, a previous job. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I can probably get some mileage out of this, get some keywords, boost, traffic to some sites by doing some research, get the SEO rolling. And to be fair, I did get a little bump in traffic to one particular site, Superblack, super.black, if you want to check it out. By using SEMrush's keywords, I think the one that generated the most traffic was Black Superheroes with Lightning Powers. I think that was the keyword. Drove a lot of traffic. Anyway, after a while, I saw diminishing returns for the money I was paying. As a solo entrepreneur, as a solo business person with no one else and working for me, you have to kind of make choices where you're spending your money. So I was like, I can't afford this and the million other things I'm subscribed to. So let me unsubscribe from SEMrush. I will make do with my own knowledge of SEO. So I went through the process. I said, hey, SEMrush, I want to cancel this account. And boy, oh boy, they put me through maybe 4, 5, maybe 6 screens of trying to convince me to either stay or change my plan, or to confirm that I really wanted to leave. And it got to the point where I was reading a lot more than I expected to cancel. Now, to shift focus a bit, I looked up this, what this is called in user experience, and it's a pretty good name, Dark Patterns. I don't know if that's confirmed, but I Googled it. And there are multiple articles on this. So dark patterns are basically just pitfalls in user experience. Things that UX designers implement mostly due to, business requirements to keep users locked into something it's basically predatory UX. So this dark pattern, I believe it was called a roach motel. You get in, but you can't get out. And by the end of the pattern with this SEMrush thing, I thought I had successfully canceled. And to back up even further, I had canceled previously because I needed about a month or two off just, for funds, money being what it is. I canceled it and then I re-upped it later on. So I had gone through this process before, but somehow this time I was just like, why didn't it cancel? So I'm getting ahead of myself. I thought I did cancel it. I went through the same process as the previous time, clicked all the same buttons, I assume, and it gave me the confirmation screen. It said, this is canceled. Your next billing cycle will not be billed, whatever the hell the last page said. Come the next month, I get billed again for SEMrush. And I go, what the hell? So I go back on the site and lo and behold, I have access to SEMrush. So I had to contact them and say, hey, I canceled this. give me my money back. I don't want it. I don't want it. And sometimes, you know, you'll get the, you know, are you sure you can keep access to this for the whatever? Just give me my money back, please. I canceled it. I went through the process. I went looking for the email saying that I got through the process, and I didn't find the email. I had the confirmation screen, but they didn't send me an email saying that I had got SEMrush canceled. So I got into the loop with them. I got my money back, just to say that. And I didn't sign up for SEMrush again. But that was one of those unsubscribe moments where I was like, oh, I got caught. I got looped in. And, you know, on a daily basis, I think since the advent of Gmail, which I was there for, I was at the forefront of Gmail. I was there when you had to get an invite to get onto Gmail. We had that back in college. Since the advent of Gmail, when email became like the most widespread thing on the internet at a time, you get spam emails and you sign up for mailing lists and whatnot. So at this point, everyone's fairly familiar with the loop of unsubscribing, so much so that like Gmail, I think Gmail has a feature on it where you can click unsubscribe from mass emails in your list. It'll just say, hey, you want to subscribe for this, you want to unsubscribe for that. And it'll go through the process for you and get you off the mailing list for certain mailing lists. But the idea that a designer, a UX designer, you know, through no fault of their own, become a sort of creative bad actor where they're hacking your experience so that you can't leave a thing, it's a little diabolical. And sort of the, you know, you think about, how do I put this? You daydream about, you know, fighting off evil villains, or you you have, you know, a dream about being a superhero or something like this. As a designer, you don't really have many opportunities for that. This is one of those times where you're just like, oh, there's a bad guy out there somewhere, or like a henchman, a design henchman, making bad UX, dark patterns, if you were, the mystic arts of dark patterns, to trap users in bad loops so they can either not, you know, not unsubscribe. Is that a double negative? So they have trouble unsubscribing. There you go. Found it. So they have trouble unsubscribing, or they get looped into watching an ad, or sitting through something they don't want to sit through, or you name it. Any bad UX practice you can think of. One recent bad dark pattern UX, whatever you want to call it, that I came across was on the video game website Polygon. So Polygon got bought, I think either early this year or late last year, by the same folks who own, what is it, not comicbook.com. They own like CBR, I think. I think it's Valnet. I'm not sure. Either way, the company that bought Polygon is notorious for stuffing ads all over their site. And recently it has gotten very bad on Polygon. I was reading an article, I scrolled down the article, and a third of the screen was taken up by a gigantic ad. I can't even tell you what the ad was for. I was so conditioned to not read it. And then the bottom fourth of the screen was taken up by a YouTube ad and then also another banner ad. So I was trying to read an article between three ads. And I took a screenshot of it. I'll put it in the article post for this show. And you can see just like how you have to kind of navigate the site now. That is an awful UX practice. It is terrible. This idea that you have to drain as much money out of, you know, the website that you have by just slamming ads all over it and allowing advertisers to buy the real estate on your digital experience, making it difficult for your user to enjoy what you're creating, what you're putting forth to them, you make them not want to come back. It makes me not want to go to Polygon to read anything. And it is, I don't know, I suppose as someone who deals with creative and UX, it feels dirty to have to do something like that, or to even green light something like that would feel awful. I've never had to, but the idea that you're like, okay, we need one, the idea that like you need this advertising seems, I don't know, untrue, but let's say you do. You need this particular advertising to allow them to talk you into, we're going to buy a third of the screen. That's a lot. Just think about that. Look at the image that I put up. It's a lot of real estate for an ad that slides down and doesn't go away. That's crazy. They've taken over your website. And obviously the folks who bought Polygon.com do not care whatsoever. It is just a line item in an Excel spreadsheet to them that they're like, yeah, slam more ads on that thing. Get those gamer nerds, you know, looking at whatever alcohol ad or something. Also, the ads are crazy. I don't understand who the demographic is for them. But it got me thinking. I saw that and I said, damn, it really solidified this episode of me. Like, these predatory UX practices have to be called out. And I think because I am a elder internet person, a veteran interneter, I've been, you know, on the internet since, you know, AOL discs, since we were, you know, all just trying to figure out what the hell this thing was supposed to be, especially from a nerd perspective, and to now see where the internet has come, where it's just a place where you can try and sell people. It's not a whole lot of fun anymore. You notice that? The internet's not super fun. Either you're being yelled at by somebody, or there's just crazy ads in your face for things you just don't need, just taking up space, or just, you know, vile nonsense. I'm off topic. Anyway, so the predatory UX practices have to be called out. So my suggestion, I'm posing a solution to the problem. We need a Better Business Bureau style agency that solely deals in predatory UX. I need a Bureau of Usability. I need some place that someone can call and complain about awful UX that is just impossible to get through. And then there could be legislation written around not trying to fuck people over with terrible, awful UX. I'm going to start it. I'm going to start the Bureau of Usability. And if you believe in this cause, come with me. Join me in a crusade to call out and hold accountable websites, or even physical locations or print material, whatever you find has terrible UX that is on purpose. It is a mystical dark pattern that some bad actor designer, let me not give them all the credit. I'm going to say bad actor managers who ask their teams to create or to greenlight such practices, these dark arts, these dark patterns. We hold them accountable. We put them on blast. I'm thinking in the vein of, I don't know if you've ever seen this fantastic website from back in the day, Clients from Hell. It was a beautiful Tumblr where designers, or, you know, anyone who was doing like a freelancer or small business, would post conversations that they've had with clients that were just wild. I'm thinking this Bureau of Usability will be a place where folks can come, say, look at the process I had to go through to do this thing on this website. And then our bureau, the BOU, the BOU, how would you say that? Boo? I don't know how you say it. would review it. We would analyze it. We'd give it a grade, and then we'd reach out to them and say, hey, what's up with this dark pattern you're trying to pose? Let people unsubscribe, Semrush, you know? Hey, Facebook. Yeah, I'm going after the big dog. Make it easy to cancel your membership. Hey, why not change your button styles so that it's very clear what buttons I can click when I want to cancel a membership? You ever notice that one? That's a diabolical one where they'll say, all right, I want to cancel this subscription or this membership or this, you know, account on this social media site or whatever. And you go to click cancel and they take you to a page that has so many things you can click other than cancel. And then when you're like, what is the cancel button? Which one is it? And you make it to the end, or maybe it's even at the top, and it's a link that has no underline. It is not colored. And it just says cancel, confirm your cancellation. You're just like, I would have never clicked that had I scanned this and all these buttons. And sometimes the buttons have dialogue in it, some copy in it that could possibly be cancel your thing. And instead it like changes the membership or whatever. Those are the worst. Those are the worst of the worst, because you're just, now you're just effing with me. You're effing and jeffing. You think it's funny to try and trick me? I can't be tricked. I'm not that old yet. I'm an elder interneter. I know the tricks. I see the dark patterns, and we're going to expose such dark patterns to the world. This Bureau of Usability. I need agents. We're going to be like the Men in Black. We're going to operate in silence, except for me talking about it on this podcast. We're going to operate and in the shadows with neuralizers that get rid of bad UX. Who's with me? Let me know in the comments, or, you know, whatever comment section you find that has this link in it. I don't know. I have to figure out where I'm going to put like a comments section for this website. I guess on YouTube. Go on the YouTube comments and let me know if you agree with me, and you will join the crusade against the dark patterns of UX. That's all I got for this one. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Please subscribe. Head on over to carlwaldron.com and get more episodes of Design Behind the Mask. And, you know, just check out my work and my writing and whatever the hell else is on the site at this point. I don't even know. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully, you know, corporate will grant us some more funds before the end of this year to continue going. But if not, we'll see you in 2026, hopefully. Or not. I don't know. We need the money. To be continued.